This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Good Monday afternoon, and for the first time from your friends Grant and Danny, happy June 2025.
June, dude!
It's June.
What?
We did it. It's here. It's summertime on 106.7 The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We're back at full saddle today. We are in this thing to win this thing. We got all five of us in studio. So, Darris, Ryan, Ben the Red, myself, Danny, we got a basketball starting five. I missed you boys on vacation last week.
Yeah, we're ready to roll, my friend. Last week was weird, dude. Like, Linnell was in for a day. It was Toby, and, like, Metal Chris was on the board. Bennett Salvatore, the former NBA official, who was the nickname I gave to a kid named Bennett, was here. We had a lot of turnover. Things were happening. There was no rhythm, no flow. There's no flow. Now it feels like we're back. You're back. You're terrible at being on vacation.
I'm the worst at vacation.
You stink at it, to be honest with you.
I did a pretty good job only getting on Twitter during Nats games to talk about how good James Wood is.
Uh-huh. Why would you do that?
Otherwise, I just can't help myself with, you know, live tweeting the Nats. But I pretty much stayed off my phone. I went to a meal with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And I left my phone at the rental house.
Did you really?
On purpose when we went to dinner. Didn't even bring the damn phone with me. So we're moving, we're shaking, we're doing some things.
Good for you.
But we had a blast. There is a rental that we go to in the Eastern Shore of Virginia called the Sandlot House. It's actually the home of one of our listeners, happens to be here in Northern Virginia. But it's just a really, really cool home designed and patterned after the Sandlot movie,
uh-huh.
Which is one of my favorites, and I've already passed down, you know, to my kids an interest in that film. But everything is kind of themed to the Sandlot, and it's a little town on the water in the Eastern Shore of Virginia where they got ice cream parlors and candy shops, and it feels like it's from 30 years ago. So we made some core memories. Ben asked me, how was vacation? And I said, well, look.
He's a young person.
The goal is that ideally when it's over, your kids, even though they're too young to really have memories that'll last forever, that they had fun and that they created some core memories with you. And we did that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a win. But you just need a vacation from vacation when you have little kids.
When they're little like that and they can't do, that's no reflection on them, they're little kids. When they can't do anything for themselves, it's work. It is intensive, constant work. The point of the vacation, to me, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, relaxation.
Yes.
I need to relax. Now, you and I have not the most stressful job in the world. We're not splitting the atom here, but at the same time, there's pressure like anything else. You got to perform. You got to be on. I need to shut that brain down. I need my feet is up. I need to relax. I need to not be bothered. And when you have little kids, it's nothing but being bothered. Nothing but being bothered at all times.
Chocolate ice cream was consumed at Brown Dog Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out.
Yep.
And crabs were had for the first time this summer. So a win, I would say, in my book overall, the vacation. Enjoyed myself. But yeah, I got lucky.
Yeah.
It rained a lot.
This is perfect for you.
So there wasn't really beach time to have to worry about. We had to find some indoor activities. We did puzzles. We played cards. But there was no time on the sand. Not 1 second at the beach in my 3+ days was spent on the sand near the water.
That's ideal for you.
Because of the rain.
Yeah. By the way, cold.
Everyone else was super bummed. Yeah, from Memorial Day weekend into a Memorial Day week, uncharacteristically, actually legitimately, would have been freezing in the water.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing we didn't get in the water. But doesn't matter. It rained. Didn't have to worry about that.
Why do you think you can't shut it down for vacation? Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Again, we're doing stuff that we would consume in our free time anyway.
Like, I was going to say, like, how psychological do you want to get here? How much of a therapy session do you need?
Dude, put your feet up. Let's get on the couch. I mean,
so
to me.
So it's twofold for me. Ahead. One, sports and what we do on the air is all I care about other than my family and my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was texting with my brother and my sister a couple of weeks back, and they're like, you seem so angry about everything. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? They're like, all the stuff you send us, you're angry about. I'm like, I'm not angry. I'm just sending you something that I disagree with that's happening in the world.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, but that's all you send us that all the time. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm not sending you like cool stuff that like, hey, you guys might like this. And like, you could send us that too. And I was like, okay. My brother's like, the only thing you ever like is sports stuff. And I'm like, what else is there, man? Seriously. Like,
yeah.
I also like movies.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Mission Impossible? We
could do that. Yeah, he did his own stunts. He was hanging on the plane.
That's a big part of it. While I'm on vacation, all I'm thinking about all day, other than when I'm playing with my kids, is 9:40 when the Nats are playing the Mariners that night and James Woods first at bat. That's not like an act. That's not a bit. That's not me trying to get cool points. That's what I care about.
Seriously.
Yesterday, all I cared about all day, it's, what is it, game 57 of a 162? Most people don't care that much. I'm just waiting for 10-10 on Saturday for the first pitch and the hopes that maybe the Nats have a big first inning. And boy, did they.
Didn't they?
So that's part of it, is mm-hmm. I don't really care about other stuff.
But so because that's the, you know, before I have this gig, that's my spare time also. Like I'm reading sports blogs. I'm reading everybody's column. I'm watching every game. And it's like, I'm obsessive about this to the point that my friends are like, hey, man. You know, like there are plenty of other things. And I'm like, yeah, but those things don't really deliver. Not that my DC teams did at that point either, but it's still like sports is perfect. Now that I do it full time, and it's not a complaint, it just sort of is what it is. It's become my buddy who's a lawyer reads case material and he's reading briefs. He needs a break from that, right? When he goes and relaxes. This is my version of that. So when I go on vacation, like real vacation, I actually need to not watch the training camp recap and figure out that Jaden Daniels was 13 for 21 in team drills.
Right.
Or that whoever did this, whatever. Like, it's the thing that I digest all the time, and I can divorce from it. And my guy Grant Paulson doesn't.
No, but I don't necessarily want to either, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, it's just different ways to do it. Like, your way is probably better, in all honesty. An example would be if we go do a pregame show at Nats Park.
Yeah.
Like, we're on, and then they play at 4:05. When the show ends, you go home and do something. You go play basketball or you go work out or whatever it is that you're excited
whatever
to do.
Whatever it is that
day.
You do.
I want to watch the baseball game.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a right way or a wrong way, but like that's my thing. So like where you get your kicks by like doing crunches on your back and like, you know, finding out what your new hit set's going to be or whatever weird 47-year-old guy thing you're doing lately mm-hmm. that's going to keep you alive longer than me. I just want to go watch the James Wood at bat
yeah.
in person. So that's big part of it, I think, mm-hmm. is like work is play.
Right.
Number one. And then number two, and this is where we could get really deep. So I started doing a lot of this stuff when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's kind of all I've ever known. There's not other stuff
uh-huh.
for me. And so that's super interwoven. Like I always see these videos where people are talking about, you know, when players retire, this idea of like trying to separate the football player, which is what you did, not who you are, I probably have a less healthy relationship with just like
with
sports
this,
fandom
yeah.
and whatever this is than most people because I've been doing it since I was 10.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm cognizant of that. But yeah, I'm bad at vacation. I don't want to go on vacation. Like Friday, I wanted to come. CK is like, just take Friday off when you come back Monday through, you know, you're going to be off through Thursday. And I wanted it that week because I was not going to miss Monday because it's one fewer day to take off.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, just don't come in Friday. Just wait till the next week. I was like, but I'm going to be home. I need to come in Friday. Just don't come in Friday. And it turned out the only reason I didn't was I said to my wife, I'm like, I think I'll work Friday. And she's like, no problem if you want to do that. But just so you know, like Reagan's got a little thing at school where she's going to be reading a poem And, you know, she does it once a quarter, and you normally work. If you wanted to, she's doing that. And I was like, no brainer. I'm doing that.
Just do that, yeah.
100%. Like, anything with kids is going to be the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the pie is just one slice, bro. The pizza at Pupatella, yeah. It's one color. The
it's
whole
one
thing.
Slice.
That's all I got. So that's where we are. They probably got more than you bargained for there.
No, not at all. I figured it was something like that. One day, when this all gets ripped away from us, I just picture you, like, remember when Bud Kilmer got kicked out in Varsity Blues, like when the locker room revolted and Lance Arbor takes over as interim coach?
Correct.
Right? Kilmer's out there in the hallway going, I need y'all to trust me. Come on now. Come on. Let's go. I just picture you doing ins and outs just in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah, it's good. That'll be, I mean, it's probably coming sooner than any of us are comfortable talking about.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that'll be a time for sure. It'll be a fun time for everyone. Speaking of, let's get to some headlines here. The Nats, despite losing yesterday, have won 10 of 14. I missed out on a lot of fun Nats stuff this past week.
We had some fun.
The Ken Rosenthal piece that came out, it was oddly timed. Mm-hmm. Nothing he said was wrong, but it felt like it should have been published 1 year ago or 2 years ago. It's like, hey, while the Nats are hot and playing over 500 baseball for a 3-month stretch.
You have to include the sentence at the time. Now, they have won 7 of 9. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
But 7 of 9 is such a fleeting sample and like
right.
a nothing burger.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point is, each year over the last couple of years, like they're getting closer and closer. And if you take the first week of this season out, they're literally an over 500 baseball team this season right now. And if they spend any real money at all on anything that mattered, a bat, a starting pitcher, a reliever, they'd be the wild card team in the National League right now. They would be in the wild card at this moment if they had just a little bit of money to spend on good baseball players. They don't. And so they're just piecemealing this thing together with kids and trades. And the result is they're going to win probably 77, 78 games or whatever. They'll be short of the postseason, but they're scratching and they're clawing, and they're fun watch right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are.
I mean, how do you not enjoy the last couple of weeks in Nats baseball, where James Wood is a superstar, the likes of which we have only really had in the form of, you know, Bryce and Soto and Strasburg along the way. He's on his way to MVP caliber, top player in the league status when it's all said and done. And then the kids are okay. Robert Hassel looks like a big leaguer. Dalen Lyle looks like a major leaguer. In the bullpen, they've been able to cut all three of the crappy minimal deal veterans that they brought in here. Who could have thought that Lucas Sims and Colin Poche and Jorge Lopez wouldn't have been a great triumvirate for you? So now you've got homegrown arms and Brad Lord, Jackson Rutledge, Cole Henry, who are answering the bell in the bullpen. It's been entertaining the last couple of weeks. I'm fired up.
It's been a lot of fun. So Saturday we're at a going away party for some really good friends of ours actually that are moving away. And you know, it's Saturday and it's so we're hanging out, but it's still you got kids involved. There's a kids party, so everybody's home. But by the time I get everyone home and get you know my 7-year-old in the bath and get them ready for bed, I sit down to watch the Nats game and they're already up 10-0. Like, what is going on? Like,
first
what
time
is happening?
In 77 years that a team has scored that many runs before an out was recorded. I saw a great line. Instead of a no-hitter, an all-hitter, Brandon Pfaadt threw the first all-hitter in baseball.
That's a great pick.
They were ripping him. Double, double, yeah. Double, homer, double, walk, double, hit by pitch, hit but by pitch, double.
Even if a team has a tell on somebody and knows what's coming,
right.
That wouldn't happen.
If you're banging trash cans and you're wearing things where you touch a button on your chest, you still can't do that.
Like, that's impossible. Like, you couldn't do that in BP. You know what I mean? Like, I can't remember seeing anything like it, and I didn't have that data point that it's been, I don't know, 50 years since that happened, but there we are.
11 straight batters reached on Saturday night, man.
Those are one of those innings, by the way, where all you can think about is, like, don't be the guy that makes 2 outs. Don't be the guy that ruins this merry-go-round.
So I do this bit on Twitter about James Wood and people sleeping on him that simultaneously, I think there's a lot of people that have really started to enjoy it because I'm adding layers to it, and then there's people that just hate it.
Yeah.
Like, they just can't figure it out. And that's fine. It's not for them. They don't need to.
Right.
They're allowed to be very angry. They're like, I know who he is. But this week, finally, was the first time I feel like he started to get the national and local attention that he deserves. Where it clicked with people. They're like, doing the Leo meme, like pointing, you know, like, is anybody noticing what this guy's doing in D.C.? MLB Network's doing segments. Now we're having conversations. Where does he rank among players in a draft to start an organization with? I mean, he just had a May that over the last dozen years, only some of the greatest players in the sport have had. 7 home runs, 6 stolen bases. It's Trout, Betts, Tatis, Acuna, Otani, James Wood. People know he's good. That's nice. We're talking about, Danny, when this thing's all said and done, a guy that could turn into the greatest Nationals hitter ever. You know, we're talking about annual 40 home run ability. Maybe it's 50 home runs in a season when it's all said and done, possibly. And if they're good, which it's going to be hard not to because you're going to drag them right into that fight, you know, maybe wins an MVP award or two, which previously, you know, only Bryce Harper's done around these parts, right? They did it. They got one of them once, as the kids say.
Well, we talked about this a little bit last week while you were out. He's got a 912 OPS, hitting 282, 5 bombs against lefties. You know what I mean? Like, remember that was a thing? He needed more time to hit lefties in the minor leagues, why it didn't come up?
Which wasn't real, right? Because he was crushing lefties in the minor leagues while they were saying that.
Yeah.
But they needed a reason to not call him up.
And that was the given reason. But, again, that's exceptional. It's exceptional for anybody. It's exceptional for 7-year big league veteran who's a frontline player. Where you're the guy they bring in people to stop. And that's happening. And this was right after he, you know, just flipped up a double down the left field line against the Mariners left-handed specialist that came in just to get him out, who was unsuccessful because James Wood's incredible.
Did you see the graphics this weekend all over the place? But Masson ran one of them. There's a bunch of different versions of it where it's him side by side with Soto and Harper at this point of their career as Nationals. First 135 games, I think it was. And Soto had hit about 280. Harper had hit 275. Wood had hit 275. All three of them had within one or two home runs of another. Wood had 25. Soto had 26. Bryce had 24. RBI count, Wood was at 85. Soto was at 87. Harper was barely over 60. And then in terms of OPS, Harper was 830. Wood was 860. And Soto was a little over 900. So of the numbers that you see, Soto was the best of the three, narrowly, then Wood, and then a sizable gap, and then Harper would go on within a couple years to win an MVP award.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I bring it up is to say Bryce Harper and Juan Soto got called up at a time where the Nationals were a playoff team, one of the better teams in the NL, maybe the best team in the NL in both of those cases, and had this star-studded lineup of legit quality bats. You know, guys along the way, like whether it was Daniel Murphy or Anthony Rendon or Ryan Zimmerman going 30-100 or, you know, whatever it was in those given moments, James Wood, from the day he's gotten to the big leagues, has basically been the best hitter on the Nationals. Like, there's no support, so to speak. There's no good team where there's a good offense and you're just going to fit in nicely. Like, you are the guy that they're having the meetings about. You're the one. No one else on the team's been intentionally walked this year. He has multiple times. And so it's way harder for him to play on a bad team with a not good lineup than Soto and Harper, who were thrust into a really good team with a pretty good lineup. And yet, his numbers stack up basically the same as Soto's and much better than Bryce's so far. It's just astounding.
Yeah, if you remember that year, the one of the great offensive seasons we have ever seen, not just here but anywhere, that Bryce Harper won the MVP with a WAR of almost 10, where he hit 330 with 42 bombs, 460 on base percentage, a 1.1 ops, like as good as anybody in the sport.
He hit 330 with 330. 40 homers. That is insane.
The year that nobody else in their regular everyday lineup hit 20 homers. In a year that nobody else basically did any kind of damage offensively at all. This was an injury-plagued season for Zimmerman. This was Danny Espinosa's your everyday guy at second base. Ian Desmond had one of those down terrible years as he was approaching a contract, trying to, you know, probably hit bombs to get himself paid. Their next best hitter was Yuneel Escobar, you know, just kind of slapping Judy everywhere. I think he had 9 homers on the season. Did nobody protect him, and he did that. That's kind of what this has been like most of the way. C.J. Abrams has been pretty damn good, an all-star caliber first half, but in front of him, behind him, with all due respect to Nathaniel Lowe, I'll take my chances with Nathaniel Lowe over James Wood, and that's kind of what made that year that much more remarkable. We're watching that on a nightly basis.
Well, but he's had, I mean, it's guys like Chaparro and Ruiz and Meneses. I mean, these are the types of guys that have been batting around or behind him in the order. It's nuts what we're seeing, what we're doing. He's 22 years old, man.
Yeah.
He's 22. Was a high school player at St. John's College High in D.C. a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he is already one of the better players, one of the more feared hitters in the National League, which is awesome. The NBA Finals are set. It seems like the conversation is that this Finals is not interesting because of a lack of, like, the longtime Hall of Fame type superstars. I could not disagree with that more. I find myself more interested in this matchup than I've been in a long time. We can get into that next. Plus, Josh Harris has broken his few-week silence on the stadium. He went on a show and talked a lot about the future of building a stadium in D.C. We've got some of that audio for you. We're going to play it as we continue. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At 4 o'clock today here on Grant and Danny in 90 minutes, we're going to give away a four-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle. This thing's really fun. I know you and I at different points have
such
both
a fun
this.
Event, dude.
It's great. It's June 21st and 22nd over on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a couple days of barbecue, great fun for the family, DC's best bands, Pepsi Lay's Art to Go-Go, and summer grilling stages. But if you like meat, and I know you like meat.
I do.
And I'm a big meat guy myself. this is a ton of fun.
So it's such a good vibe. It's
tickets at 4 o'clock.
You just roll around, eat delicious food, and everyone's nice to you. Like, you could spend your day in way worse ways.
It's kind of like a grill meat convention thing, too, because there's, like, vendors out there. I think my buddy, when he went to this thing a couple years ago, got a big green egg. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, if you're a dude, this is the kind of thing you're into. You bring your kids along, you just eat meat and walk around and look at different types of grills
and
stuff.
It is fun.
Yeah, so we've got those tickets coming up at 4 o'clock. Our poll of the day involves the NBA Finals, which do not start until Thursday.
I gotta love it, the month between games.
I guess August wasn't available, so they just decided to have them start on Thursday instead. And the NHL's doing this too. We've got a long layover, so this is what's happening now, where it's all about TV and timing everything up. So momentum be damned. We'll just sit around and wait a while. But the Pacers punched their ticket. They beat the Knicks over the weekend. Series ended in 6, so they move on to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. But the question we've come up with for our G&D poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Danny, did the right guy win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP? There is a viral video where Tyrese Halliburton clearly thought he was going to win the MVP award because, as Ernie Johnson is saying, oh, the winner of the award is... Halliburton steps forward and then he says, Pascal Siakam. And Halliburton kind of looks like side-eyed like, oh, good for you, Pascal.
Nice. I'm happy for you.
But did the right guy win it? Was Siakam the MVP for the Pacers in that series, or was it Halliburton? I'm going to give the numbers and I want to get your thoughts. So Siakam actually shot 52% from the floor, Halliburton 45%. Siakam averaged 25 to Halliburton's 21. Siakam, though, just 5 rebounds and 3.5 assists. Halliburton, 11 assists and 6 rebounds. He averaged 21 and 11 with 6 boards, and he averaged 2.5 steals per game. He was, for the most part, the guy they're going to in the big spots. Now, he was more volatile with scoring and shooting. Siakam was a little more steady. But what do you think? Halliburton, Siakam, who should have won it?
Siakam was awesome this series. He was. Halliburton's the unquestioned MVP to me. So people go, who had the higher scoring average? And that's all you look at? Okay, I guess if that's what your criteria are. Siakam was a matchup nightmare for them. They did really well. Got him the ball in good spots. Who got him the ball? Do you remember who it was? It's Halliburton, dude. I mean, you look at the overall numbers, whether it's game scores, offensive rating, with less usage. In other words, this is a stat I look at a lot. You could put any player, it's my OJ Mayo corollary. You could put any decent player on a crappy team and go, you got it, dude. Go get your buckets. You get a lot of guys that could score 20 for a lot of bad basketball teams. Can you do it efficiently? Can you do it in a way where you're putting up numbers, both in terms of scoring, rebounding, assists, using the basketball less than other people? He had a lower usage rate than Siakam and put up way better offensive numbers.
Why are you talking about Jordan Poole like he's not in the room? And like, he actually did have a better year this year.
Yeah, a nice season, but that's the point.
When he came here, everyone said he might score 25 points a game. It's why Terrell Pryor went for 1,000 yards right in Cleveland once. Someone's got to catch the football on that offense.
You look at the 21 points a game, 6 boards, better rebounders, you said, than Siakam. 10.5 assists, the steals defensively. Just, he was the better player. And it's not a knock on Siakam. He was awesome. Probably the second biggest reason why they're going to the finals. But you know who the biggest is? You could say it. It's Tyrese.
I don't know how the voting works in terms of who gets a vote and how many there are. I know it's media related and you know, rights holders are involved and different things. So like, it's the power media outlets that largely determine this, and beats and things like that. But it was one vote that separated the two of them. And to the players, this stuff matters. I'm sure it was a great thrill and an honor for Siakam. So that goes both ways, right? It's not like it's just a sad story where Halliburton didn't win the thing. But I wonder if some of it is a fatigue factor to an extent. Or how do I say this? You feel like, well, Halliburton's going to get his. Everyone talks about him. He's the superstar. He's beloved. If they win the finals, he'll win the finals MVP. They're going to be around for years. You know, it's Siakam's chance to be honored for what he did for the Pacers. And if there's not a little bit of a fatigue's a word, or like getting cute with it, where instead of just going blind ballot style, names don't matter, let's crunch the numbers here and compare performances and take Halliburton, you go, well, Siakam's right there. And Halliburton always gets all the love.
Right, and we talk about this all the time, MVP fatigue. There were years that Michael Jordan didn't win the MVP in the NBA. They could, again, let's give it to Karl Malone. Again, let's give it to Charles Barkley. Those guys had great years and may have individually deserved it, but it was always, okay, I'll see you guys in the finals where I'll wax you, right? I mean, that's the thing. So Halliburton, I wouldn't have thought is on that level yet to always get the thing because they, you know, he's not on the mountaintop yet. He's on his way, certainly, propelling a team to the finals. So to me, this was one of those, you may have seen him make a few more buckets talking about Siakam. And if you don't go beyond that, then I guess that's how you end up with that vote to me. I don't know that you can watch that series and think Siakam was the more important player to his team winning. He was awesome. That's not what Halliburton was doing. Come on.
So I open the floor to any of you basketball marks who watch the NBA and love it. Tell me why I'm wrong here. This feels to me like a Thunder coronation. I'm happy that the Pacers have gone on this run. I think it's great for the sport. This will be a really fun series because Halliburton's a great young rising star, was on Team USA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA on the other side, is one of the great scorers we've seen last few years. This has been his coming out party. He's your MVP this year. That's awesome. This Thunder team is not going anywhere anytime soon. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, everybody's like 23.
They're just getting started. In fact, they were 68-14 this year, which tied them with a Sixers team from the 60s and the Celtics of the 70s for what was the fourth best record ever in the NBA. And if you account for the playoffs, by the way, now the Nuggets gave them all they could handle and took them seven games, but because they were so dominant otherwise, they're going to go down behind the Warriors of 15-16 and the Bulls in 95-96 if they can get through this thing in four or five games as, from a win percentage standpoint, maybe the third best team ever, which nobody's, I don't think, really talking a lot about that. But I think they're going to roll. Sweep is probably aggressive. I don't have the stones to put money on that. But I don't think this thing goes longer than five games. I think the Thunder are just way better.
So I do too. And I've made that mistake a couple times in a row talking about the Eastern Conference, certainly. Well, Cleveland eventually, right? Right? And then they don't. Well, Boston's eventually going to figure it out, and then they don't. So the Pacers have earned some benefit of the doubt here. That they keep, you know, kicking their coverage, or they keep punching above their weight class, whatever you want to use. They're well put together. That's a good team. Obviously, they're in the finals. Like, great analysis, dude. But I just don't know that anybody matches up well with what OKC can do. They remind me, I said this last week while you were out, they remind me of those UConn back-to-back champions where you go, all right, we're going punch for punch with them. We're in the game. And it feels like maybe they're getting the better of the run of play, and you look up and you're down 20.
Yeah.
It's that vice grip. It's the turnovers. It's the endless switchability on defense. It's the everybody can cover everybody. And if somebody gets through, you've got two different erasers on the back end. Just the way that they hound you and bother you. And then it seems like everybody's just equipped. I'll make the clutch shot. If you're on a 5-0 run or a 7-0 run, I'll hit the corner three, said Jalen Williams, or I'll do it, said guy that you haven't heard of until this postseason run. It's always somebody, whether it's, you know, Isaiah Joe or Cason Wallace making a big shot for them. Everybody seems ready to roll as an ancillary sort of extra punch in the you know what's behind some of their, you know, alpha stars like Shai. They're great, man.
And they're just now announcing themselves. And this is the opening act.
Right.
Like, they're going to be here for a little while. And if you're a Wizards fan, that should excite you some because Will Dawkins helped to build this thing and learned how to put it together there. And Washington's one of a plethora of organizations that's going to try to walk this walk now that the Thunder have. Easier said than done.
Right.
But you got to pattern yourself after somebody.
You get yourself an MVP and then go from there. Right. But that's what you're hunting for.
You got to model somebody. Mm-hmm. And their model is this team that is in the finals and is having this historical season. I love the matchup. I love young superstardom for the sport. Someone else eventually has to take the mantle. We talked about this in a long time, for a long time in the NFL with the quarterbacks, where the big four was Brady, Manning, Breeze, and Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And we're like, eventually these guys are going to be gone, and we're going to be in big trouble. No, we're not.
We'll be fine.
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And even after that, looks like we're pretty well set. Still, with others coming like Jaden Daniels, and we'll see who else joins him among the young elite players. But the NBA is in a good spot, too, as we've seen this year. And I understand that you want the Mount Rushmore guys. It's better when it's Steph one final time or it's LeBron. But I've never understood the fascination with, is this going to be good for the NBA's ratings? Like, are you a TV executive?
Right.
Who cares?
Precisely.
That's so dumb to me. Is it a young, fun, exciting team? Is it going to be entertaining to watch? Then so what if they don't draw because of the market size? That has never resonated with me.
I rubber stamp your triple stamp right there. I mean, people talking about TV ratings as proof of something. I don't think the ratings for these finals are going to be any good. But this, to me, is like eating vegetables. This is what the league needs. Now, they're going to have seven straight years of a different champion. That's number one. They wanted parity. The new cap rules are kind of enforcing that, and you're seeing it now. But now that you get to this new place where you may not have the Heat or the Knicks or the Celtics or the Lakers or one of these marquee teams, you're talking about the Warriors too, this is what's needed, right? So long-term benefits of having more and more and more teams that are relevant, that are part of the national conscience, is only good. It's only good for the league. So more of these happen. Think about, you crowned a champion in Milwaukee a few years ago. Milwaukee was one of these kind of small markets. Now it's not, right? Now that you have Giannis there, maybe not for that long. But this is a major deal for the league where you have to take some short-term pain. We don't get the 13 share. Maybe it's a 7 or 8 share. But big picture, long-term, it's really good.
Let's go to Quentin in Gaithersburg. We'll sneak him in, wants to talk Tyrese Halliburton. What's up, Quentin? How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Grand Danny. Pleasure to be on the phone with you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
But yeah, so what I'm thinking is Halliburton is by far the MVP. Siakam is a big man, and Halliburton's getting more rebounds than him. It's just insane to me that they could give the MVP to Siakam. I mean, unless they think that Halliburton's going to take him to the mountaintop this year and get finals MVP. But I see that very unlikely because Shea. And this is shaping his dynasty. Like, he had to get this Western Conference MVP, and Siakam's already a champion. He's already done it. He's already climbed the mountaintops.
Yeah, he was there with Toronto. He's been around the block. I think it's as simple as, if you look at Siakam's numbers in this series, he had some huge, prodigious scoring performances.
Super efficient, led the team in scoring.
25 points per game.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a simpleton way to look at it, but he hit a lot of the big buckets, and even in the clincher, you know, recency effect, pouring in over 30, he was the guy they went to. But to your point, who got him the ball, who got him good looks, it's everything else. The complete performance was more Halliburton. Appreciate the phone call. Josh Harris talking about the future of a stadium at the RFK site. We're going to get to that in 20 minutes on Grant and Danny. Next, though, Alex Ovechkin, more rumors over the weekend as to whether or not this is his final season. We've got more of this on-again, off-again stuff. What's going on here? Why is it so hard to just figure out what is going to happen with him next year? You're listening to G&D.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Top of the hour, 12 minutes out here on Grant and Danny. We will get into Josh Harris audio. I don't think anybody's had this or played this, but he was on a podcast over the weekend that I saw with Alex Rodriguez. Like, what? I'm sorry.
You know, the normal podcast you do.
And so he was talking about the stadium at RFK. There's a lot of stuff there that is new, so we're going to go through some of that audio coming up at 3 o'clock. Josh Harris on the stadium. Pretty relevant. Danny, forgive me for not knowing. How much did you guys talk about Alex Ovechkin's future last week? Because I feel like toward the end of the week, there were two or three different stories that came out about it.
So we did the initial email, then the retraction from Caps PR. We did that. Kind of, what do you make of it?
Which, that was a marketing email.
Mm-hmm.
Not a ticketing person, really, but like some kind of marketing department email about the fact that, hey, it's going to be his final year. Take advantage of the opportunity to celebrate Ovi.
Right. Or buy a suite or get a package or whatever. Yeah, it was from a
Caps person.
Right. From internal. And so then the Caps PR.
What's your perception on that? So, did somebody assume, like the rest of us, that it's his final year, which is pretty reckless? Or do they have some intel that we don't have?
What I thought was they had some intel.
Yeah, me too.
So I think, I tried to differentiate a bunch of times. This is not a then Redskins type scandal where someone did something awful or an embarrassing thing is happening and they're trying to control the narrative. I think this is all out of a very good place. You're trying to be reverential to the legend. You're trying to make sure he gets his thunder. However he wants to announce it, if there is an announcement, we need to let him do that. So we did it, reacted to it. Then Credit Rush Machine Never Breaks, who credited somebody else in translating a post that Ovechkin's wife did on Friday, that came out on Friday, where she's basically like, yeah, that's our plan, is to move back to Russia. This is the last year. And I went, okay, so remember the smoke the other day? There's a lot more of it.
Yeah, how much smoke do we need?
Right. It's very smoky.
It looks like the Pope's about to walk out from Chicago, and everyone's going to be excited that he's a White Sox fan. That's kind of where we're at now with all the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what is the mystery here? Am I the one that's crazy? Haven't we known all along this is the end of the road for Alex Ovechkin? What am I missing? He signed a 5-year deal. This will be the 5th year of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
He is in his 40s. It's a $9.5 million per year deal that's worth about $47.5 million. Now, is it possible that Alex Ovechkin could, at 41 years old, go to the team and say, I still got it. Stella got her groove back. I want to keep playing hockey. I want you guys to pay me and keep me around, because otherwise I got to have to find another place in the NHL. I guess that's possible, and maybe that's the point, but I feel like this has kind of been the expectation all along. He's playing out this contract, assuming he breaks the record. He's already done that.
Done.
Everything he does this year is just piling on top of that. He'll get over 900 goals as we move forward now. He'll be Mr. 900 in the NHL, and this is it. And so the marketing thing, while maybe early, the wife's comments, which have been walked back as well. Like, we've had two of these Ta-da! Never mind. Ta-da! Yeah. Never mind. I think it all points to the same thing, which is I would be shocked if this is not Alex Ovechkin's final season. And we'll know about it well in advance because the Caps do a lot of things well.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is celebrations and pageantry and honoring important people organizationally. Look at how they just did the 50th year of Capitals hockey, rolling out the proverbial, and at times literal, red carpet. They are going to want to honor and celebrate him. And look no further than the chase down of Wayne Gretzky. Other teams are going to want to take part in this and honor Ovechkin as well. So you don't really even probably have the choice. Even if he wanted to play this thing under the radar, don't you think? You've got to come out and let people know in advance, like Mariano Rivera did, where he's getting the rocking chair of broken bats from the Minnesota Twins, like Cal Ripken Jr. did, where he's going city to city, barnstorming for the final time and, you know, hitting a home run in every ballpark one last time. Ovechkin is that type of player. The league is going to want it celebrated that way. So I think we'll know well in advance. This will definitely be his final season. I don't know if I'm missing something, but I don't know where the intrigue comes from with this possibility that maybe it won't be.
Yeah, the intrigue, I guess, I'm trying to think of the answer. Because to me, it's always kind of made sense. Like 1 + 1 = 2 here. I'm holding up a sign that says 2, and everyone's like, yes, but what about 3? Or maybe 4?
Exactly.
Like there's always been this.
Is it how good he was this year? That's got to be it.
Part of it.
Wait, maybe this guy's not done. And maybe he's got more to offer.
Yeah, and maybe he's hinted at maybe wanting to do it longer in conversation. I have no idea. But to me, the only stuff I've ever seen has been when I'm done, one day I'll go back and play for Dynamo, the team I came up with in Moscow, and I'm an advisor for them, and that's kind of the way to tie my career in a bow. And that's where I'm from. That's my homeland. So I'll eventually go back there and do that. And the contract ends when he's 40 years old. The record is in the rearview mirror. Like, every box has been checked. So, but maybe there was thought. Maybe there was intrigue that it may or may not be official.
If they get to, like, an Eastern Conference final and he scores 41 goals, I guess the point is, are we sure they don't both still help each other a lot? Part of why they're so good is his goal scoring. He still wants to win a second cup, and there's as good a chance here as anywhere if they're very solid again next year. I'm just trying to talk myself into
what people
are thinking.
Yeah, I'm with you. But, you know, I think what's ultimately happened here is they want to be correctly, and everybody should. Not many players get the privilege of saying, this is when I'm walking away. Usually, like happened to me, is the game says, we don't want you. You're not welcome. Find something else to do. It's very rare that you get someone who achieves this legendary status where he has absolutely earned the right to make this announcement or not as he sees fit. If he wants to play 82 games and then go through the playoffs, let's say they get eliminated in the conference finals, and go, okay, that was it. If he wants to do it that way, he's allowed to. But now too much has leaked or come out where that thunder has been taken. So it almost forces him to say something or them to have it, to kind of make something formal out of it. And that's the only part I feel bad about is that it kind of forces someone's hands. But it seems pretty obvious what's going on here.
Josh Harris seems pretty confident that RFK 2.0 is going to happen. We've got that audio for you next right here on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.